This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A church in western Colorado faces fines and probation for allowing a camp for the unhoused on their property. The Montrose United Methodist Church was sentenced to 2 years probation and a $1,000 fine for violations relating to the camp. Reverend Kevin Young leads the church.
It just is not a good feeling to be a church on probation and have the city assert itself in that kind of way just is not a very good feeling.
That probation includes not setting up another camp. The church is looking to appeal the ruling. Democratic state lawmakers accused of violating Colorado's gift rules will have their legal defense paid for by taxpayers. The legislature's bipartisan Legal Services Committee voted unanimously yesterday to cover the costs. The move comes 2 days after Colorado's Independent Ethics Commission decided to move forward with an investigation into more than a dozen lawmakers. They're accused of improperly letting a dark money group pay for lodging at a retreat in Vail. During an average November, more than half a foot of snow has fallen in Denver by the end of the month, but so far it's not snowed at all. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says the above-average temperatures are also unique.
If our temps were not to change here through the end of November, we would be looking at probably the first or second warmest November ever on record.
Hidalgo says at this point, even if the month does end on a cool note, it'll likely still be one of the top 10 warmest Novembers ever recorded in Denver. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.